little further down Smoke Hole Road, you will come to an area called Briggs Run. It's one of the richest gorges I think I have ever seen. It's also known for something else. It's known as Moonshine Hollow. Back in Prohibition, there was a tremendous amount of West Virginia moonshine. White lightning came out of there. They apparently were tapping the big spring.
There always was a big thing about the revenuers used to come in the smoke holes and break up the moonshine steels. Yeah, moonshining was a big, big thing in the smoke holes, and as well as it was all across West Virginia. But smoke holes, I believe, was famous for the moonshine.
Come all you booze fighters if you want to hear about the kind of booze that they sell around here. It's made way back in the swamps in the hills where there's plenty of moonshine stills. Where they don't give a dang for the Ballstead Law. And for Prohibition, we don't give a straw. It's made out of buckwheat, rye, and corn, and bottled up in some barn. And a lamb will lay down with a lion after drinking this old moonshine.
They were making moonshine there one time, and the revenue men came up on them. One of them was my dad and one of his neighbors, and one got up again the hill on one side and one on the other side with their guns, and the revenue men came up to where the moonshiners were running off. The jug got full, and my dad always told me the other guy, he couldn't stand to see it running over. It was wasting. So he draws his gun on these revenue men and goes down, and he said, get that jug and start drinking. So he made them drink till they got skidded and passed out.